Harper Audio presents Sweet Little Lies by Lauren Conrad, performed by Jenna Lamia. Gossip, your number one source for all the Hollywood dirt that's fit to sling. Pop TV's newest hit series is all about good friends living the good life in LA, right? Last we checked, friends don't lie to each other or stab each other in the well-dressed back. On famed reality TV producer Trevor Lord's sugar-coated confection, it's hard to tell who's really friends and who's just making nice for more airtime. But one thing's for sure, this candy isn't as sweet as it appears to be. In fact, it just might be toxic. Chapter 1. You never know when there might be a photographer around. Jane Roberts sat up on her white chaise lounge and gazed at the horizon between the vast blue ocean and the vast blue sky. She could hear the distant cries of seagulls and the roar of the surf as it curled in, approaching high tide. The breeze, dry and warm for December, stirred her long, wavy blonde hair. She reached for the cactus pear margarita on top of the small, hand-painted table next to her and took a long sip. It was a perfect day on a perfect beach in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. But not for Jane, who felt perfectly awful.
Another margarita, sweetie?
Jane glanced over her shoulder and saw her friend, Madison Parker, walking toward her. Despite her mood, Jane had to smile. Madison was wearing a bronze bikini that barely covered her size zero figure, along with 5-inch wedges and full makeup, including bright coral lipstick. But that was Madison. She never went anywhere, not even to the beach, without spending an hour and a half getting ready.
I'm good, thanks. Where's your Gucci purse and your gold jewelry?
Jane teased.
Madison slid onto the chaise lounge next to Jane's.
Hey, a girl's gotta look her best, right? You never know when there might be a photographer around. Or a hot guy.
She lowered her massive Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses to stare at a nearby lifeguard with an impressive six-pack.
Like him? I call dibs.
He's all yours, Jane said. After the boy drama she'd been through lately, she really wasn't interested. She was in Mexico to get away from her disastrous love life and the media circus, not to scope out guys.
Anyway, I thought you said this was a private resort and that photographers couldn't get in.
Yeah, I meant like other guests with cameras, Madison replied, still staring at the lifeguard.
I'll see if he has a friend for you. Back in a sec.
She rose to her feet, fluffed her long platinum blonde hair, and struggled through the sand in her heels. Jane had to laugh. Poor guy has no idea what's coming. Jane and Madison had been at Madison's parents' condo for the last 5 days, doing not much besides swimming, tanning, drinking, and checking out guys. Well, Madison had been checking out guys. Jane couldn't stop thinking about what she had done to her boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend, Jesse, back in LA, and how she'd run away when everything had gone so wrong. A guy was the last thing she needed right now. Unless he had a PhD in psychology, he was of little use. Jane leaned back and tried to relax. The sun felt so nice, and the sound of the waves in the background should have been calming, but her mind still raced with worries. Her life used to be so normal. A little boring, but wonderfully normal. When she and her best friend, Scarlett Harp, had moved to LA from Santa Barbara after high school, it was so Jane could pursue an internship with Fiona Chen, one of the top event planners in the business, and Scarlett could attend USC. They'd hoped to add a little excitement to their lives by meeting new people and experiencing LA nightlife, but they'd never planned on meeting Trevor Lord at Les Deux. Jane still couldn't believe that out of a room full of pretty girls, Trevor had asked her and Scar to audition for LA Candy, the new reality show he was producing for Pop TV, and that he'd actually cast them.
As Jane sat there on that beach, so far away from everything, she wished she could go back in time to that night in August and say, "Thanks, but no thanks." Although it's not like she could have predicted what was about to happen to her. She and Scar had figured the show would flop, but they'd get some fun nights from it. Of course, the show ended up being a hit, and soon after the series premiere in October, Jane found herself unable to walk into a restaurant or down the street without someone recognizing her. Magazines called her America's sweetheart. Blogs called her, well, other things. Her face was everywhere.